Welcome back to Flight Plan. Bob, the home builder, Bob Collins and I are talking about sort of home building, coursing through the veins of what it means to be part of EAA. So knowledge information is one of those things that kind of fuels all of the things that people tend to do here. And you had firsthand experience with the Sport Air workshops. Talk about that.
Well, I should mention, first of all, I flunked shop in high school. And that one bugged me because guys don't flunk shop in high school. And so that one bugged me for decades, well into my 50s. And so a part of the home building project was to kind of, it really was therapy for that. And in experimental building and home building, I mean, the very certification process or the very process under which it's licensed is recreation and education. And so you're building a plane, not, I mean, yeah, you want a plane out of the deal. But you're building a plane because you want to build a plane and you want to know what's involved in building a plane.
Not because you already know how
to
build
a plane. That's right. You know, God bless those that know all of that stuff and are engineers and can do their own panels and everything else. But most of us are just kind of struggling along trying to learn. And so I took, I think I had two Sport Air workshops. One was Introduction to RVs with Ken Scott from Vans, and they teach you how to rivet, which is pretty important, and to do all that sort of thing. And there was no way I would have been able to build a plane without doing that. Or I could have tried, and I would have been purchasing more parts, because there's no way if you're not educating yourself through either these workshops or some friends or an EAA chapter that you can do that. And then the other one was an avionics workshop with Dick Kohler, who you probably see writes a lot of the articles and how-tos and does a lot of the home builder tips on the EAA website. And in both of those courses, which at that time were two-day courses, you came in on Friday and left on Sunday. I was the last student in both of those courses finishing up my little project, which is pretty much the story of my life.
So. Now, was that because you were taking longer?
It was because I wasn't very good. And so I tried to get it out of my system, so I didn't bring that back to the plane project. But like I said, it took 11 years, so it wasn't because I was real smart.
So talk a little bit about the structure of a Sport Air workshop for people who haven't been to one.
Yeah, they've changed a little bit. I think it's down to 2 days now, but we would come in on Friday, and we'd stay over here at the very nice Hilton and think, gee, what's that like staying there during Oshkosh? And you get together on Saturday morning, you get your little syllabus, and it's completely hands-on, at least, you know, with the metalworking shop that I took. You get a partner, and you get a rivet gun, and you learn how to deburr and cut and why you need to deburr, you know, a hole that you drill in sheet metal, and how do you make a nice, and at the end of it you end up with a project. They might be using the toolboxes now that they're making, but at my time they made a little aileron. And so over the course of the weekend, you're making this little aileron, which pretty much is all, constructing that is pretty much all of the construction you're going to do in one form or another. Mm-hmm. Whether you're going to do everything you're going to need to do on your plane, you're going to do on that weekend. And at the end, you end up with this little tiny aileron, which of course you take home and show your wife, hey, look what I made, you know, and it was very much taking something.
Second grade all over again. That's funny.
It was the same thing with the electrical avionics workshop. You make a complete circuit. And you end up with what was basically a dimmer switch, you know, uh-huh. And then you take that home after your weekend, and you show your wife, and if you're lucky and you're married well, she's very enthused about that.
But it probably does not become a paperweight or
it sits out
on the coffee table in the living room.
No, it doesn't. It goes out in the workshop, and I think most people are like me that was the first thing they built is for an airplane, so it ends up in the shop somewhere, and then at some point you got to clean the garage or whatever you're building it out, and it goes out into the trash. But you know, I drove home from Oshkosh back to St. Paul, and I had that thing on the right seat, and I was touching it as I drove home. You know, and I built that. You know, and that's the same, the thrill that you got out of that. And you know, I understand now that it's not that big a deal. Is the same thrill you get at the end of your plane project, and or every part of your plane project, and you step back and you say, I built that. And over time, that doesn't become much of a big deal to you. But you take anybody off the street, any of your friends, and you show them a plane and you say, I built that, and they can't believe it.
Well, I got to confess, yesterday afternoon during the air show, one of the acts at the end, near the end of the show, was Vans Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
And so talk a little bit about what that group is and how that came to be.
Well, there's several groups within Vancouver. It's a very tight community, very, very diverse community. There's thousands of folks now, most of which congregate around Doug Reeves' Vance Air Force site, which is a terrific site. But this goes back to what I said about the background of people. There's a lot of military folks in there that flew tight formations as part of a military flying, and they started up Team RV, basically, which is a combination of different formation groups. And they're very rigid and very disciplined. And I watched them last night. They've been to air shows in which the Blue Angels were there, right? And the Blue Angels stopped to watch these guys and women, too, by the way. And it's all very precise and it's all very precision. And it's not my kind of flying, because I have a hard time holding altitude.
But it's about a dozen folks who have built their RVs fly them in precision and in aerobatic.
Yeah.
So a subset of those aircraft are aerobatic.
The 7 is aerobatic. I think the 6 is aerobatic.
Yep.
The 9 is not. And the 8 is. And
right. So the ones who are flying the non-aerobatic planes are just doing tight formations with smoke on and all that sort of thing. And I thought...
And they go all over the place.
And to know that these guys watched aerobatics as before they built, as pilots before they built, and thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool to fly here someday? They go off, they build an aerobatic RV.
Yeah.
They form this unit, and yesterday they premiered as aerobatic performers at Oshkosh.
A
beautiful
They're really good guys, too. And I was just thinking James Clark from South Carolina was mentioned in Air Venture Today. Today he's one of the this guy, he's got a master's from Harvard and a PhD from MIT, or maybe it's the other way around. And he's a really fascinating person. They're really good. They're really good. And when I saw him last night, they all had their shirts on. You know, the RV community really respects those guys.
Oh, well, yeah. How proud does that make you to see those folks do what they do?
It's like everything else. It's like, I wish I could fly like that.
Oh, well.
I've never had much, even though the 7A that I built can be used for light aerobatics, I've never had the desire to go upside down or any of that stuff.
That's great. Yeah. Well, it gives you a goal, right?
Intentionally, anyway. So.
Okay, Chris in Illinois has gotten in touch with us. Couldn't make it this year, but I'm enjoying listening to all of you and watching the webcams at the same time. I feel I'm there. Well, you know what? I was in exactly that same boat in 2007, I think it was, when I couldn't be here, but EA Radio helped me feel like I was there.
We can come get you, Chris. You're only in Illinois. I can be down there in an hour?
Yeah, and you've almost got the 40 hours flown off.
That's true. So you're good. Yeah, I'd bring you down in a Chevy Cavalier.
Okay. Well, Bob, thanks for coming by.